Hi, is it possible to speak with Donna Sully then?
Yes, speaking as me,
hi, darling, it's Billy calling back. So I'm just going to get straight into it, just to make sure I can get it all finalised for you right away. And the same way, all the process will be exactly the same as yourself. We will ensure to make sure we get you everything back that you qualify for. Can I ask first of all, were you in care in Scotland?
Yeah.
Perfect, that's not a problem. Can I please ask you for your date of birth, please, darling?
Yeah, 25/7/1970.
And could I also please ask you, are you at the same address as Sheila?
No, no.
No,
yeah,
can I take your door number and your home postcode, please, darling?
Yeah, mine's is 8 Millennium Gardens.
Postcode?
G34 9HH.
G34 9HH.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And could I please ask you, have you ever been known by any names or any other names or anything like that?
I was married, but divorced.
Previous name? What was your previous name?
No, when I was married, but I'm divorced now.
No problem. So, did have a married name.
Mm-hmm.
And what would that be?
Mackenzie,
no problem. And could I also ask you, are you also known as Don Don or anything like that at all?
No, just Donna.
Don't worry, perfectly fine, not an issue. Can I ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all?
No, I have brain tumours, but they're stable just now.
Don't worry, what I'll do is I can get that put through the fast track for you. Let me get that on there.
Mm.
Don't worry. So that's not an issue. I can get that fast track through, so that'll be anything between 6 to 8 months, other than 8 to 12 months. Okay, darling?
Okay, darling.
Could I also ask you, do you remember what your parents was called, Mum or Dad?
Yeah, it's William and Kathleen.
Kathleen, no problem. And can I ask, was it Kathleen Sullivan?
Yeah.
And was it William Sullivan?
William Sullivan, yeah.
Perfect, no problem. And do you have any siblings or anything that you're aware of?
Yeah, I have two.
Two siblings. And was they in care or was they...
One of my younger sisters was there with me at one point, but she took home and I'd left there.
Let me get that on here. And what was your sister's name?
Deborah Sullivan.
Deborah. And also, in regards to your other sister, was she left at home at the time?
No, she was a lot younger. She was born. But...
No problem. No problem. Not a problem. And in regards to Deborah, do you have a good relationship with Deborah?
So-so, but I can give her, I'll pass her number on to her, Billy.
Perfect, that's no problem. So what I will do, just so she's aware, is you'll have me on WhatsApp anyway. So once you've spoken to her, if she does wish to take it further or she would like to look into this, you can always send me her number and I can contact her that way. That's not an
Smashing.
Issue, okay?
Great.
No problem. In regards to yourself, was the local authority that you was cared under, was it Glasgow Social Services that you're aware of where that was?
Well, it was in Kilmarnock, the residential school was.
No problem.
It was called Craig Residential School.
Could you spell that for me if you do?
C-R-A-I-G.
Perfect, residential school. Thank you for that. And can I also ask you, do you know your property or where you was living before you were sent into care?
Yes, my mum's dad's. So it's the address. Yeah, 187 Common Head Road.
Common, is that C-O-M-M-O-N, Head?
Uh-huh. Common Head, it's just the one word.
Common Head Road. And what area was that in?
That's an Easter House, and that's G34-0. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that information. And do you know how old you was when you were sent to care?
I was about 9, sort of 7 to 9.
No problem. And do you know, in regards to your next of kin, I'm going to use your partner for that, Stuart.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
No problem. Okay. I'll pop down here for you. Stuart Dudley. Let's get that on here, partner. And his mobile number, so that way you know that if anything was to happen to yourself or to Stuart, then you'd both be still receiving your entitlements either way. whether that be through him or through yourself. Now, in regards to being in care, do you know the reason why you was placed in care, or you're not aware of that?
Yeah, my mum took ill, and my dad walked away because of the Cassidy's.
And in regards to yourself here, was it Craig Residential School that you was at the full time, or did they move you around?
No, that was there the full time.
Full time, no problem whatsoever. Now, your first memories from getting to this property or to the actual residential school, what do you remember?
It was really old and musty, you know, I feel like a prison. Well, like, now when I think it was scary, I think so.
Impression was like a prison. Did you feel like they give you any support to settle in or anything like that when you first got there?
No. You were just given a uniform and placed in a dormitory. It was just all rules, just really harsh rules. And the head teacher, she was really scary.
Head teacher. Do you remember what she was called at all?
Don't remember her, but I remember one of the teachers was Miss McCourt.
No problem. McCourt. And do you remember any sort of vague memories, what she would do? Would she call you any names? Would she raise her voice to you in any way? Would she treat you any different?
Yeah, she would, if you stepped out of place, I didn't get there, I mean, you get hit with a sand shoe or a belt. And they would make you sit there until like every bit of your dinner, not regardless of what it was, and giving you a leg to the table till sometimes like 8, 9 o'clock at night. Even when my dormitory, it was the oak dormitory, it was named after trees, isn't it?
Did anything ever happen to any of your property or anything? Did they ever damage any of your property, or would they ever call you any names that you can remember?
Yeah, it was like, you're a weasel, you're a rat, so you know. Like animal names, you know.
I'm very sorry to ask, did you ever receive any sexual abuse or anything like that while she was in this?
No, that I remember, it was physical.
No problem. A lot of physical abuse Do you have any memories of the abuse that they would do to you? Like, for an example, one day they done this to me, or on a birthday they done this to me. Is there any occasions that you would like to make note of?
It was just really getting hit with the sand shoe and the bare legs, because I can still feel the sting.
Bless you.
And if you wait in the bed, they just made you sleep in it again.
In regards to punishments, would you say you was constantly fed on time, or would you say that sometimes you was left to go to bed hungry?
Yeah, you were sent to your room and you wouldn't get any supper or dinner. You were just put in your room, which was all the confinement you were put in every separate room.
Did you ever see any abuse to any other children whilst you were here?
Yeah.
And did they keep you from your family?
Yeah. I had no contact.
Is there any other names or any other memories that you would like me to get popped down here for you at all, darling?
No, well, I actually ran away and then there was a wee girl who caught me and then I got punished again. And this wee girl was...
And what was the punishment?
I had to wear a sand shoe again, a belt. It wasn't like a belt they used in school, it was like a belt you do to your trousers.
A belt. And throughout this, of course, you was witnessing the same things happening to your sister.
Yeah. And you kept her away from me in the separate room, so that affected her quite badly, actually, through life.
So sorry to hear that. Do you suffer with any mental health conditions or anything like that now?
I feel sort of PTSD. It comes to me. I think about
it. You've got PTSD where you still think about it. You still get bad memories and things like that.
Yeah, nightmares and stuff. Mm-hmm.
What age did you leave? Was you in there from, say, 9 years old till what age?
We were in there for about 3 months or something. So it was about six. See, I was maybe about eight, and my sister was only like five, six, and it was 2.5 years between us. I was about 8.5. I had my birthday there, so I must have turned 9 when I was there.
Let me just have a look here for you. And so would you say that you was in there for about a year or 2 years, 3 years?
No, we were there just for 3 months.
No problem, that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this on here for you. So what I'm going to do for you, let me get that on here for you. So again, with what I done with your partner earlier is I'm going to get this retyped up, of course, and I'm going to make sure I emphasise everything that you have been dealing with throughout this whole procedure, and I will make sure I get this submitted. I am very, very sorry to hear everything that you have dealt with, but I can reassure you we will do our best to make sure that you get some sort of justice, you and your partner. Now, indeed, what I am going to do, darling, same way as before, is I'm going to send your document over to your email now, but this will be in your name this time. I will just need you to sign that for me and get that back to me, and then I will bob you a message over on WhatsApp as well, just so that way you have my details to track the claim at any time. And of course, you know, you can give your partner them details at any time to check his claim on his own.
Well, if I get this, it'll be tomorrow for I can get I've got his bus pass here, but you'll need to go to his flat and get a letter tomorrow morning. And then
That's not a problem.
Take a picture of that and send it on WhatsApp to you.
That's not a problem whatsoever. That's perfectly fine. I've just sent your document over to your email. Will you just see if you've got that for me?
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, honestly, let's go back. That should get me.
Yeah, very long. Have you had that email come through, darling?
I signed it there, did I not? Did it come back to you?
Let me just see if that's come back. Just give me 2 seconds, darling.
Okay.
Brilliant. So that's been signed in your name now as well. So what I'm going to do for you, Donna, is I'm going to bob you that message over on WhatsApp now. So if you could send me your ID and your proof of address, that would be fantastic. And if you send over your partner's bus pass for me, that would be brilliant. And then in the morning, just send me that letter and I'll make sure all cases are submitted.
Okay,
anything you need throughout this process, you just bob me a message over and then therefore I will take it from there. But it has been a pleasure speaking with you and I will make sure that you do get your justice from this.
Okay, thanks so much, darling. Thank you, darling.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.